Good morning, church.
Good morning.
How's everybody?
Going around thanking the Lord, praying for world peace.
Perfect. Perfect. Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, as we know, all right? That psalm right there is just, you know, two little verses that are just so powerful. You know, shouting to God, singing joyously to God. You know, let's just take a little tiny brief history at Thanksgiving. Americans generally believe that their Thanksgiving is modeled after a 1621 harvest feast shared by the English colonists of Plymouth, and the Wampanoag people. Josepha Hale campaigned for a national Thanksgiving Day to promote unity. She finally won the support of President Abraham Lincoln, who proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving to be celebrated on Thursday, November 26th. President Franklin Roosevelt issued a proclamation in 1942, designating the fourth Thursday in November as Thanksgiving Day. It's so awesome that we set aside a day for God. But you know what the sad part is? A day. We're going to thank God this day. We're going to be thankful this day. Well, how about the other 364 or 365 if it happens to be a leap year? What about all those other days, right? Listen to something else that was mentioned in that same article, though, the brief article that I came across. The New England colonists were accustomed to regularly celebrating Thanksgivings. That's plural. Thanksgivings is plural. Days is also plural. Days of prayer, thanking God for blessings such as rain and a good crop harvest. It's comforting to know that they thanked God for all their blessings all the time. They thanked God for everything. It wasn't just a day. They thanked him for everything. Listen to Paul speaking to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:3. I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers, night and day. The first true Thanksgiving was not in 1621, it was in Genesis 8. Let's take a peek at it. Genesis 8, pick up in verse 15. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and your wives with you. Jump down to verse 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Noah offered thanksgiving to God for bringing them safely through the flood, for preserving their lives, and for a new beginning. They were thankful. Eight little people celebrated the first Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to God. Ever since then, we have so many biblical stories, so many biblical references of people in very unique ways giving thanks to God. And when you look at those stories, the thanksgiving to God, where's it coming from? It's coming from the heart. And God recognizes that. He recognizes the hearts of thankful people. And we get blessed. So, it's a great trade-off, right? It's a great trade-off. You know, over the years, research has found that gratitude has a number of positive emotional and physical effects. People who frequently give gratitude and give thanks, they're happier, they sleep better, they have a better social life. It goes on and on. They found that the key is not only bringing it to the Thanksgiving table, but every single day. Bringing it to God, thanking God for everything. Awesome, awesome. Listen to the Hebrew word. The Hebrew word for gratitude is hoda, which is the same Hebrew word for confession. Isn't that interesting? Confessing to God our thanks. Our thanks is just like our total dependence on Him. And we are incredibly thankful for our total dependence on God. He loves to see when people fully rely on Him for everything. Doesn't matter what it is. God doesn't care. He doesn't care how big it is, how small it is. You know, when we celebrate the Lord's table every Sunday during this quiet time that we have individually, we internalize it, right? How thankful we are to God. I don't know what your prayers are during that time, but I know mine are just, wow, thank you. This is a great celebration. We're celebrating what our Savior was so willing to do for us. Talk about being thankful, right? Awesome stuff. His cross, his blessings, everything that comes through him, everything that Jesus has done, we internalize that, how thankful we are. Right, church? Yeah. Amen, church? Yeah. Amen. Absolutely, absolutely. Go to John chapter 1, pick up in verse 1. In the beginning, well, it's a very familiar passage. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let's add this verse into Colossians 1:16. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Notice in there the verse says visible and invisible. No matter what it is, everything ever has been made through him, by him, for him. Right there in the verses, so crystal clear to see. And that's all through the Bible, guys. There's a lot more verses that say that. And yes, that especially includes us humans. Especially. Think about this. Everything that God ever created, ever since the Garden of Eden, everything he ever created was for us. It was for his creation. Genesis tells us that God gave mankind dominion over everything he created. Everything he created was for us, for our sakes. Thankful?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, thank you. Now, let me ask you a question. Is God thankful? According to these last three passages we read, John, Colossians, Acts. Oh, actually, before I get there, look at the Acts passage, Acts 17, pick up in verse 24. The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. From these last three passages, Acts, Colossians, John, it seems like the answer is really no. God gives and gives and gives, and we're the thankful ones. But I believe the answer is yes. I believe it's a resounding yes. Let's continue on in Acts, the very next verse, 17:27. That they would seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist. Before I explain that, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4 and 6. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. God is thankful when people seek for him, and he is thankful when they grope for him. Did you ever grope for something? Like all the lights are off and you're trying to find something in the dark. Okay. Well, God's light is there. Groping is just a reaching and a wanting and a desire to have that thing, whatever you're groping for. And God loves that. He loves to see people seeking him and especially groping for him. He's thankful for our desire to know the truth and to know him and to know what he's all about. Most of all, I believe he is thankful that people realize that he wants to save everyone. He wants everyone to live with him forever. Everything God desires has been made possible through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Isaiah 53:10. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief, if he would render himself as a guilt offering. I believe God is thankful that the gift of Jesus Christ crucified is recognized by people, that God has not done all of this in vain. It's been recognized by people. And God is thankful that people recognize that as the greatest gift ever given, the greatest sacrifice ever given. God loves that. He's so thankful for that, that we have recognized that Jesus Christ died for us. He did so much that we could never do for ourselves. It was all Him. It was all Him. I believe He is thankful that people have paid close attention and they understand who He is and what He's done and all He's given. And the gifts just keep coming and coming and coming. He is thankful for the obedience for those who have followed what Jesus Christ commanded people to do, commanded everyone to do. He's thankful that we follow that. Listen, Luke 15:7. I tell you that in the same way there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. God rejoices. Jesus rejoices. The Holy Spirit rejoices. The whole host of heaven rejoices. They rejoice over people. And God, that's exactly what God says. Amen. I am thankful that one more person has been brought into my kingdom. One more person has been made an unshakable child of the living God. God is very, very thankful for that stuff. Think about this too. How could a God who created people to have emotions, created people to be thankful, not have them Himself? Genesis 1:27, God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Being created in the image of God is at the very top of the list of things that we should be thankful for. Very top of the list. There's really nothing above that. Very top of the list that we are created in the image of God. We're created to show love and thanksgiving. We're thankful. When we're thankful, we love. And love is the exact nature of God. Bottom line, He created us to be thankful. Yes, God is thankful, but not as nearly as thankful as we should be every single day. We serve a God who is intimately interested in His creation. And every day, guys, look at your own lives. Every day we have so much to be thankful for, right? So much to be thankful for. I burnt my toast this morning, but you know what? That's okay. There's a couple hungry birds out there that would rather have this burnt piece of toast. I can make another one. We're so blessed in so many ways. So many ways. I mean, we sing a song, Count Your Blessings. That's impossible to do. It is physically impossible to count our blessings. I don't care who you are. It's impossible. Cannot be done. So what little thing in your life are you thankful to God for? What great, big, huge thing in your life that God has done are you thankful for? Shout it out. Shout it out. Shout praise to God. Shout thanksgiving to God that He is looking down on you, looking with love and showering you, and thankful for you because you've paid attention to Jesus Christ. He's thankful for that. He's thankful. We've really got to learn that. Be as thankful as we possibly can. One more thing. How will God thank us? Really, really, really thank us. How about our eternal reward in heaven? Well done, good and faithful servant. Welcome to heaven. As you're walking through the gates, He just gives a little pat on the head. Well done. You were thankful. And I'm thankful you're here. Wow. That just kind of makes your knees wobble, doesn't it? God is thankful. God is so thankful. Before I end here, I want you people to notice, and you probably did, and you were so kind you didn't say anything, that it's now Thanksgiving. Okay? Should be a V in there. And the second one, on your sheets, there's a little typo. And instead of saying him for Jesus, it says hi. So just bear with me on that little one right there, if you would. Three scriptures together. I love to read scriptures together. You know, it just proves how harmonious the Bible really is. Psalms, Hebrews, and Thessalonians. Sing praise to the Lord, you His godly ones. Give thanks to His holy name. Through Him, then, let us continue to offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of the lips that give thanks to His name. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen, church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wish you all a blessed, safe, and wonderful Thanksgiving. And remember, Thanksgiving to God is every day. It's an everyday thing. You know, so we can celebrate with turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy every day. I'm sure we'll get tired of that after a while, but we could probably do that, right? Right, Louisa?
Yeah.
You get tired of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. But then there's pizza. We can have pizza.
Pizza!
Yes, we have some pizza lovers here.
Yes.
Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, again, this is another time where, yes, you know, we're listening to one person pray, but internally, we're just laying out a whole list of thanksgiving to you. We know, Father God, everything that you were so willing to give, everything that Jesus was so willing to do. And when we say the word thank you, it just doesn't seem strong enough, God. But when we say it with such a strong and powerful heart, knowing that you are God Almighty, and we confess that we can do nothing without you. We confess that we need full reliance on you. You are amazing, God. You're truly amazing. We thank you for everything. Thank you for everyone who's here today, the guests we have. You just bless and bless and bless and bless. And again, Father God, we just can't count the number of blessings in each of our lives. It's always in His name we pray. Amen. If nothing else, come as we stand and sing.